Woman arrested for allegedly knocking down elderly veteran holding Trump sign. By Amy Furr on October 19, 2020. A woman was arrested Saturday for allegedly shoving a 73-year-old Vietnam veteran holding a Trump sign in Douglas, Massachusetts. Police responded to a disturbance call at the intersection of Main and Webster Streets just after noon and learned that a couple with pro-Trump signs and flags had been approached by 34-year-old Kiara Dudley, pictured, according to WHDH. Officers said the suspect had berated the couple with insults and demanded they leave the area. As the couple moved away, the woman continued to follow them and bumped the gentleman with her body, the officers wrote, according to the Telegram and Gazette. At one point, the party stepped on the victim's Veterans for Trump sign, and as he bent to pick it up, the party knocked the victim to the ground, causing injury to his finger, police continued. Following the incident, the suspect was charged with assault and battery to an elderly person, causing injury. Dudley was released on $250 cash bail and will be arraigned in Uxbridge District Court on Monday, according to MassLive.com. In the suspect's booking photo, she appeared to be wearing a sticker on her shirt promoting Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, the outlet said. In September, a California man was arrested for allegedly attacking an elderly woman and several others at a pro-Trump rally in Aliso Viejo. "He took his hand way back like he was going to punch me. And he hit me right across the face," 84-year-old Donna Snow told CBS Los Angeles. "The blow also knocked her earrings off," Snow added. According to the sheriff's office, Alvin Gary Shaw was taken into custody on suspicion of elder abuse, assault with a deadly weapon, and assault and battery after allegedly attacking three people in attendance, the CBS report stated. Officials said Shaw was armed with a knife, which deputies said they found in a nearby bush, and was fighting with Trump supporters, the article concluded.